You know, it comes down to a matter of what you're looking for out of a node. If you're looking for something to keep at the house, and, you know, then I would recommend, you know, something based on the CHP-based PiStar, you know, because it's got a nicer web interface, in my opinion, and it's a little bit more flexible. But for me, it's always been compact, self-contained, has a battery. You can do all that with PiStar. You can add a battery to it, and, you know, and do some other stuff. But the thing about the OpenSpot is it is literally, you know, it's all self-contained in this really, really well, you know, designed package. It's got an excellent user, it's got a clear node-like interface on your phone. So, you know what, it is to digital nodes what clear node is to all-star nodes. That's a perfect analogy. Except for it's one step beyond that because it's got its own built-in battery that you can charge while it's running and pull it on and off the charge. So mine just sits there plugged in, and then when I got to go somewhere, I just unplug it. It never drops a beat. And then and it runs for, you know, hours. And then, you know, when I get in the car, I can plug it in. When I get where I'm going, I can plug it in. So, you know, it's really a well-thought-out package. It is basically the clear node with a built-in, you know, battery that works like a UPS for digital modes. I guess that's the best way I can describe it.